North Carolina was once a top wine producer until Prohibition killed the industry, but it's growing again. The North Carolina Wine and Grape Council says the state now has 186 wineries and adds about a dozen new ones a year. Dover Vineyards in Concord is one of those startups. WFAE's David Borax looks at what it takes to grow a vineyard.
46, 50.
It's a sunny morning in April. Elizabeth Ann Dover is marking where she wants workers to dig holes for new vines.
62.
She's adding a couple of acres of grapes to the 4 acres she's been farming for 7 years.
Cut the green wrapper ones loose.
At 31 years old, Dover definitely isn't a traditional farmer. She has a degree from Davidson College, where she studied medieval Spanish and the roots of conflict between Christians, Jews, and Muslims. She once dreamed of a foreign service career. That changed after she graduated.
There is no clear story. I think I just woke up one day. I think, honestly, I saw a special on PBS about people planting vineyards in North Carolina, and it looked like a good challenge and something that I could do.
It wasn't just an idle thought. Dover went back to school. She studied horticultural science at NC State and winemaking at Lincoln University in New Zealand. She also worked a season at two wineries in Australia. In 2009, she planted her first vineyard here on the old family farm off US 29, about 2 miles north of Charlotte Motor Speedway. After trial and error, including a couple of vine-killing freezes, Dover settled on two main grapes, Chambersam for red wine and Villard Blanc for white. And she's experimenting with others. Whit Winslow of the North Carolina Wine and Grape Council says Dover is like many in the wine business.
A lot of folks have a passion. This is what they wanted to do, or it's a lifelong dream, and that it's finally coming to fruition. Some of them are, you know, well-financed from the start. Some of them are pulling themselves up by the bootstraps.
Dover and her family are financing most of the expansion themselves, though she also raised a couple of $1,000 using a tool new to most farmers, an online Indiegogo campaign, which she promoted in a video.
So what are the perks of your investment with us? Well, you can get a bottle of wine, a case of wine, or a gift certificate for vegetables.
It's not a business where you can sit back and watch your money grow. Dover also supports the winery by growing vegetables on another 6 acres. And she works a second job at Ray Len Vineyards in Mocksville. That's where she produces and bottles her own wines. In late May, she released the first bottles of Villard Blanc at a party in the family thrift store in Concord.
This is 2015. Yes, so it's a little lighter than, or it's more full-bodied than a Pinot Grigio.
Dover has sold between 275 and 600 cases a year of all her wines. She's persuaded a few stores and restaurants to carry the wines and also sells at area farmers markets. But she's always looking for more outlets. The North Carolina Wine and Grape Council says it takes a half dozen years to generate income from a startup winery, and even longer to turn a profit. Dover wants her vineyard to work as a business, but it's about more than that.
I like putting a stick in the ground and then 4 or 5 years later drinking something that came from what happened when I put a stick in the ground. It's like real creation and progress.
Elizabeth Ann Dover and her crew will harvest this year's grapes in about 8 weeks. Next year, she hopes to open a market and a tasting room at the vineyard. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Concord.